It's been 2 decades since the old Seedhouse Garden formally opened in the heart of Georgetown, and the volunteers who carefully tend to it want to celebrate. The 20th anniversary of the lush landscape, located on 1.8 acres at the west end of Dominion Gardens Park, will be marked on Sunday, June 11, from 1 to 4 p.m. Free festivities will include live music, games, refreshments, displays from community organizations and more. The event will precede rain or shine. It's a chance to come out and enjoy the garden, and see how it's grown in 20 years, said Diane Crawford, co-chair of the Friends of the Old Seedhouse Garden. It has changed tremendously over the years. We're trying to plant more native trees, flowers and bushes because if they grow in this area, they're more apt to survive. The property itself has a long history in the community. Almost a century ago, the land became home to the Dominion Seedhouse, a booming mail-order seed business with its iconic Mock Tudor building that was also a tourist attraction as it was featured in the company's catalogs. The business thrived for many decades and was ultimately sold in 1993 to a Quebec firm that continues to operate the company at a new location to this day. The property was sold for development, but members of the Canadian Federation of University Women, Georgetown chapter successfully lobbied to have a public garden included within the designated 8-acre park block as a nod to the land's horticultural history. The famous Seedhouse building was demolished in 1999, with remnants of its stone foundation remaining to shape the sunken garden that's on the land today, thanks to the efforts of the Garden Steering Committee. By January 2000, the Friends of the Old Seedhouse Garden Group officially formed, and after years of planning and fundraising, the project became a reality. Today, it includes formal gardens, pathways and a dry stone riverbed leading to a naturalized pond. Every Tuesday morning from April until the October, the Friends of the Old Seedhouse Garden gather to tend to the landscape, and more volunteers are always needed, said Crawford. Financial contributions are also welcome as the group relies on donations. For further details, visit https://oldseedhousegarden.com/.